your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. Frank Underhill's with us, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, we were talking about silver and spot price of silver at this very second is 19.67, and down. It's down below 20, not good. And here's what I see. I did a quick check to see what silver dollars are trading for. Now, a silver dollar is 0.7734 ounces, troy ounces of silver. Okay, now so it's less than an ounce of silver, but silver dollars seem to trade as if they're an ounce of silver. Everybody likes them. I like them. They're my favorite. Okay. Spot price is $19.67. Silver dollars are trading at $30. That's a 50% premium. The premium keeps going up as the spot price goes down. Can you help us with that?
Well, you're going to see it even go more and more in that direction that you alluded to. When I opened my doors, silver was like $10 an ounce. In the end of that year, silver is in December was where it is today. Now, is silver going to go back down to $9 an ounce? Is gold going to go down to $900 an ounce? And those are very plausible because I just don't see a backstop on gold. And, I was breathing, living exactly how I live today as when gold was $1,800 an ounce. So what has changed? Has the surge in the dollar soured everybody on metal? Has the souring on the stock market been sour on the metal? Is the appetite for the metal there? Are you seeing hedge funds jumping into gold? Anyone who buys these kind of products are generally hedging on the dollar and on inflation. Are those elements there? And until those elements reappear on the landscape, these metals, which I love so much, I can just see drifting. But as you're saying about the premiums, that's all they're getting on them is premium now because the intrinsic values have, say, all but evaporated.
Frank, let me tell you what I'm hearing in the circles I travel in. There are people who are in the contracting business, people with backhoes, earth moving equipment, people in construction of the various types of construction. People are now asking to be paid in precious metals. That's something that I didn't hear before. I'm talking 10 years ago, there were people buying precious metals, but they weren't actively trading with each other in precious metals. So, for example, if a person wants a basement dug with with earth-moving equipment, the contractors are now more inclined than ever to say, yeah, I can do the job, but I want to be paid in silver dollars or 90% silver or gold. Unheard of before this time.
Well, it's unheard of, but also somebody taking his trade out in metals is banking on the price of metals moving higher. So mm-hmm. you can get a lot of silver, basically, for what you're saying, at premium prices. And their reward will be on the intrinsic side of the metal, basically, and they're willing to wait.
Mm-hmm. And I think
every market has a cycle.
I think this is about two issues, Frank. One, I think it's about privacy. I think that the contractors that are request, and by the way, I don't know these individuals personally. This is just things I've heard through the circles I travel in. I think the contractors are looking for privacy. They would rather be paid through barter, or they'd rather be compensated through barter. And I also think that they're looking for a way to accumulate precious metals because they believe that the Federal Reserve notes are going to decline to a point where they're worth the intrinsic value of that dead president printed on a piece of linen or cloth. That's the way I see it.
And
what's happening?
You won't go and take a silver and deposit it in the bank where they can keep track of what you make. So what better way to get compensated in the price of metal instead of cash?
Yeah. Frank, let me share something on a different topic with you. I couldn't understand. You've been to the Get Prepared Expo, and you know how I invite teachers and their families and their children to be our guests. We will pay their way. We will pay their admission for the full expo. And we'll still do that. That offer is on the table. It's never gone away, even with the expo that's upcoming in about 4 weeks. 3 weeks, July 19, 20, and 21, right here in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. Information is on the website. But anyway, here's the point. We've invited teachers, and many teachers are women, and we've invited them to bring their husbands, their spouses, their children, all for free. And so we'll pay not only for the teacher to come, we'll pay the way for their spouse, and we'll pay the way for their children, if their children are over 12, because everyone under 12 comes in free anyway. Even big 12-year-olds come in for free. We don't challenge anybody. Anyway, I couldn't understand why at the last expo, with thousands of people, only 8 teachers came. I couldn't understand it. I've been talking about it for about a month on the radio. 3.5 hours of broadcasting a day. I couldn't understand it. How could there only be 8 teachers? Well, we were scheduled to broadcast with a teacher who was going to talk about what is happening in schools. And I won't say whether this teacher is a male or female, and I won't say the location of the teacher or the school. I won't say whether it's California, the East Coast, the West Coast, the North, South. I'm not going to say it. Anyway, we're going to talk about what was happening in the school. We're going to talk about the dress, the promiscuity, the sex that happens at schools, at on campus. We're going to talk about the free and reduced lunch percentages, the number of children, almost 100% in some areas, are on either free or reduced lunches. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how many of the students commit violent, violent, heinous crimes while they're in high school. We're going to talk about the lack of respect, how No Child Left Behind ends up turning a classroom into No Child Gets Ahead. So the lowest common denominators are mixed with the brightest of the students, so that the ones who are struggling, who are acting out in class, they ruin it for the rest of the class, so hardly anybody learns anything. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the programming that comes from online learning in the classrooms at the computer, where there are sexual innuendo in the education. We're going to talk about the alternative schools. We're going to talk about what a mess our public training institutions have become. Okay. That teacher who was going to be on with me called me and said, I can't do it. I said, okay, why? That teacher said to me, because it's in my contract that I can't speak to the media. So here's what I'm saying, Frank. I've been wondering for years, what why can't I get a single teacher to come on the air with us and talk about the status of education? It's because there is a contract that they've agreed to that they will not speak to the media while they're employed. Is that unbelievable? They have been muzzled, and they have willingly accepted being muzzled. They've said, okay, pay me, and I won't say a word about how bad it is or how good it is or what's happening at any level in the school system. I can't believe it. So that's why we don't hear the stories about what's happening in the school from firsthand experience from the teachers. They won't talk about it. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a very unfortunate. This is the kind of climate that we have to operate under. And maybe it's probably best but people don't hear the horror stories in these classrooms and leave parents for their own decision.
But the parents don't know, Frank.
They don't know. But Vincent, like yourself, you or myself or your listeners, you investigate. You ask the questions. And yeah. The parents that just have blinders on, that just want to be completely oblivious to the truth. And again, that is the numbing of society. Well, I guess it's the status quo.
But if
you love your children, you will not be afraid to ask these questions. I went for brunch yesterday with a teacher, actually, and waiting in line was somebody who had a daughter at her school, and because the school was in transition, he was asking all these questions and like maybe overreacting, but. Was this overreacting and due to the part that the parent had actual legitimate concern, or was he venting a frustration? But my friend was very surprised to see this person in the line, and like 15 years later, the guy was still talking about that same event that brought them together, you know, all those years earlier.
Frank, let's talk about it when we come back on the other side, and I'll talk about what happened when I went for a visit to a school system. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
About a year and a half, 2 years ago, I decided I was going to go visit a school system. And I just showed up and checked in with the front office, the principal's office there, and I said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. I live in the community, and I'd like to take a tour of the school. I did not make an appointment. I just showed up, and I said, that's what I'd like to do. And you can do that. Anybody can do that. And so I was given a pass, and I had Mrs. Finelli with me, and we decided we were going to just see what's going on. So we walked the halls very slowly, and we didn't cause any problems. We didn't say anything. And it was lunchtime, and we decided to go in and just sit at a table in the cafeteria. This was a high school. And what happened next, I was very surprised at. Students were coming in, and they were having a good time, and they were laughing, and just being children. And one of the teachers yelled at them, told them, be quiet, sit down, and just yelled at them, turn off the lights in the cafeteria. There are no windows there. So it was dark, and everybody became quiet. And they were conditioned that they cannot be children, they cannot have fun, and they have to sit and eat in silence. To me, that was very disturbing, because lunchtime is a time when the children let out their emotions, and they laugh and they have fun, because they're not supposed to be doing that in class. They're supposed to be paying attention in class. They're supposed to be learning in class. So this is a time when they can be themselves and have some fun and enjoy going to school. I remember looking forward to lunchtime. It was a good time back in the 1950s and the 60s. So it was really disturbing what I saw. And I understand now why children don't like going to school, because it's made to be a place where you are not allowed to have fun. You're not allowed to be enjoying yourself. And that's what I saw. That's what we're up to, Frank. And I decided that I disliked it so much That and some of the other things that the school was doing, that I decided that I needed to fire the superintendent. And I needed to, in order to do that, I needed to run for the school board. And I put an ad in the paper, and I said, consider voting for Vincent Finelli. Fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup, which is drug testing. And I was totally unknown at the time. I lived under a rock, and I was not, I really was not visible. And so I was defeated, seriously defeated. I only got 1/8 of the votes. But the point is, we need to know what's going on. If you're sending your children 5 days a week for most of their awake life, you need to know what's going on in that school. Take a day off and go and visit the school and see what's happening. Not only in your child's classes, but all the others. Because your child's class may be on best behavior. So, that's my thoughts, Frank.
Well, congratulations, Vincent, getting on a ballot.
Oh, boy.
That's a big step right there. And school isn't fun because there's politically correctness in school, bullying in school, completely different cultures in school. And when you have these elements of uncertainty, no child is happy in an unconducive environment like that. Of course you're going to have kids not being happy.
Yeah, that's where children learn the word shut up.
And how can they be happy if there's going to be a gangster with a gun coming into a classroom? How can they be happy if there's, you know, somebody waiting out on the other side of the chain link fence wanting to beat them up? How can they be happy if they go on a school bus and then they get swarmed by a bunch of misfits sitting in the back row teasing?
Yeah, when they're not having sex in the back of the bus.
Or look at that that bus monitor that was taunted and teased, you know, to tears.
Yeah.
How can kids be happy in school?
Yep. One of my students gave birth. Yeah, one of my high school students gave birth in the girls' bathroom, put the child in the trash, covered her up. School got locked down a couple minutes later. Police came. We made the 11 o'clock news. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Watch it. I know something.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, I'd like to share a story with you. Person I know, a mechanically inclined person I know, and I were talking, and a while back, not that long ago, this person and a friend wanted to buy a part, some parts for a vehicle. They needed an engine, a transmission, and a rear end. And they were working on this vehicle, and they needed those parts. So they went to Craigslist, and they found a car that was damaged, serious body damage that made the car a salvage value vehicle. But the engine, trans, and rear were useful. The car was drivable, but the body damage was so bad that, I mean, it wasn't really drivable, but you could, you know, take it around the block. So these two individuals who wanted to buy the vehicle, you know, found it on Craigslist. They talked to the seller, and they arranged a time and a meeting and all that, and they arranged about what the transaction would be like. And this vehicle was being sold because it was from a father, a deceased father of the seller. Well, the two people that wanted to buy it took it for a test drive around the block. I mean, just a very quick test drive to make sure that, you know, the engine was running, trans worked. And so they were doing the final discussion, getting ready to get the bill of sale signed and load this vehicle on the trailer. The buyers had a trailer with them to take the vehicle back with them. The cops were there. Everybody was put in handcuffs. Everybody was put in handcuffs, and the buyers were in handcuffs for an hour, handcuffs behind their back. And it was a alleged stolen vehicle. Here's the point. Society is crumbling to the point where we have to be careful of what we buy now, even buying something used. And I was talking to the person who was handcuffed, and I said, here's the point. It could have been a refrigerator. It could have been a washing machine. It could have been a clothes dryer. It could have been a microwave oven. Can you imagine responding to an ad in the paper and getting arrested for buying it? Can you imagine getting arrested for not even buying it, for going to look at it as if you were going to buy it? We have fallen really, really far. Now the good guys are being arrested. Just like we talked about in the first hour, calling about a complaint, calling the water department because the water's cloudy, you can be arrested and charged with terrorism for calling about crappy water coming out of your faucet that is supplied by the municipal water company. I can't believe it, Frank. Every day I'm astounded with what's happening. I am absolutely shocked. Who thinks this stuff up?
It's very simple, and this is a sense of, I think, the feebleness. All you hear is, he threatened me. He assaulted me. He said this, and you're in for a world of hurt. And, Vincent, this is why I just keep to myself, and I just stay home or in the office, and I avoid all these, these people in my life because everyone's got a dollar bill attached to them these days. He did this, you got to pay. You did that, you got to pay. She did this, you got to pay. This is a society we've turned into.
You're absolutely right. And Frank, as I think about, you know, going to the
meetups.
He
abused me. This is, you know, they talk about this, guy that had these three ladies in a house in Ohio. You go to countries in Africa or the Middle East, a guy will pick up a girl off the street and that's the last you see of them. She's in a Bedouin tribe having kids or whatever. You never hear or see from them again. You know, we are so focused on the hood ornament where we don't see what the shape of the whole car is. The episode on the Craigslist there, I stay off all that crap because it is just a way where felons can do e-commerce, basically, or there could be outcall services, escort services, you know, men looking for men, couples looking for couples. It's just totally perverted, if you will. And these are not the places where people should be.
Yeah, I was on I was on a radio station that I got removed from a couple of weeks ago, and there was a top of the hour news comment about the Boy Scouts, you know, not being able to determine who would be coming in if a gay young man wanted to be a Boy Scout, they had to let him in California. I made a comment on that, and I was talking with my producer, and he was absolutely silent. He did not know what to do because he thought, you know, he was at I could just see going through his mind is this might be my last broadcast, meaning his last broadcast as well as mine, because now you can't even talk about some things. And Frank, here's some advice that I'd like to share with our listeners, our class. Let's say you have a slight disagreement with your spouse. If someone in that household picks up the phone and calls 911, the likelihood of both parties getting charged with a felony is really high. If you're charged with a felony for having an argument, neither one of you will be able to possess a weapon to defend yourself. What a great racket. 911, anybody who calls, shouting match, disagreement, raised voices, something very simple that can be resolved within the home, can end up with you not being able to defend yourself by purchasing or owning or possessing a firearm from then on. Unbelievable. So think twice before you call in for the troops, in addition to having a record for it. We have turned into a society that we can't handle our own affairs. Frank, we used to have poachers on our farm. We first bought the farm. It was not lived in for maybe 20 years. And it was open season on hunting on our farm. It's a half a mile deep by a mile long. A lot of people would hang out on our farm. And we just handled it ourselves. We patrolled our farm. And after a couple of years, everybody all over the county knew that it was not a pleasant experience coming to poach on the Finelli farm. So we handled it ourselves. And it was really easy to do. It just took some time, but it wasn't hard. All we had to do is patrol our property. What I'm saying is, you don't necessarily need to call in the authorities to solve your own problems. And if you do, you're going to have a record. So why do it? Why do it? Frank, if a person has some savings, what do you recommend they do with it to protect it and fend off the ravages of insidious theft of inflation?
Well, it depends on how liquid they need to be. There's always emergency bills that pop up. I always tend to keep some cash on hand. Like I had my head gasket break on my car. It's a $2,000 bill. But I think that if you have money right now, I would just stay on the sidelines right now before going into gold or silver. Just be very, very patient and be very astute with what you're doing. And I got to say, that's just really for much of what's going on right now. I would just hazard a guess. I'd probably buy some low silver here down at these levels, but don't be overcommittal. Put it that way.
Okay. And I agree with you having cash on hand, and I give you a perfect example.
You gotta have some.
Yeah. This could happen to anybody. I know a lady who attempted suicide, and she doesn't live that far away from us here on the farm. And one of our children was coming back from being away from the farm for the afternoon, and it was coming back, and there was police cars all over by our neighbor's house, and a helicopter came in, and they rushed her to the hospital because she attempted to commit suicide. She was on these prescription medications that make people depressed. Okay, so she did that. The next thing she gets out of rehab. All right? And next thing we know, a month later, the police cars are there, and she gets arrested for having a prescription drug on her property, outside of her house. Doesn't belong to her, in a vial underneath her porch. She doesn't even know where it came from. It was planted there. She was arrested for having this prescription drug. And they put her in jail for a week. And her bail was $1,500 and she didn't have it. They needed $1,500 cash and she didn't have it. So she spent the week in jail for something she didn't do. What I'm saying is you need to have some cash because that could happen to anybody. I mean, I believe that you could get pulled over and the cops can say, oh, I found these drugs. Here they are. And then you go to jail. And they might not even, you might have never seen them before. And off you go. So I really subscribe to what you're saying, Frank, about having some cash to get out of jail. Because it can happen to anybody. I've seen these things. That's what we talk about here on USAPrepares.com. Frank's going to tell us what to do with money, if you have any, when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you'd like to contact Frank Underhill, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Link on the website, page one, usaforparents.com, 702-987-5449. Frank, so if a person has money, we're going to keep some cash, we're going to keep money, we might put a little bit in silver. Any other thoughts?
I'd also be monitoring what gold is doing. And, you know, I don't know if it's quite yet bottomed out, but remember, regardless with all the hysteria going on out there, there are buyers obviously buying it. You know, there's sellers, there's also
Absolutely.
Buyers. The question is what price, and be aware of that. But take a look at what the U.S. dollar is doing. If you see the trend going higher, don't be quick. Just pay attention and just watch what the dollar index does.
Okay. Frank, I was looking at one of the posts we have on the website, and it is a list of, it's a poll about confidence. Now, I actually believe some of this. And it shows, you know, to what degree, how much confidence do we have in these institutions. And at the bottom of the list, the one with the least amount of confidence is the U.S. Congress. No surprise, right? Only 10% of the people surveyed have a degree of a comfort level of with the United States Congress. 10% of us. I actually believe that. I believe that 10% is about as dumb as a box of rocks. But 90% of us don't have much confidence in Congress. Up from that, at 19% that have confidence, would be the HMOs, the health maintenance organizations. I believe that number. Organized labor, 20% of us have confidence in them. Big business, 22%. Newspapers, 23%. So only 23% of us have faith and confidence in newspapers. Television, now how would that compare to newspapers? It's a tie. It's a tie. Television news, 23%. Newspapers, 23%. Banks. Frank, only 26% of us have any confidence in banks. Makes sense, right? Makes sense. People
I have no
are just
confidence
starting to
in
figure
any
it out.
Of these apparatuses that you described. I think even like here with the congressional delegation here, mm-hmm. between this so-called immigration reform bill and sequestration, I got zero. And you also have to wonder, and the reason why I don't like it is because I do not want to see, you know, 40,000 border guards down there. Like, you know, you might as well call it a hostile nation down there. And it's really, really ironic how they with this era cutting back, wanting to hire or throw a whole army down there. Like, if this is the kind of peril that we are living in because of that border, we got a lot of problems. Lots of them. And I don't believe in any secure border because for the fact is, even if they pass this, they will be reviewing this in 5 years down the road and say, well, the efforts have failed. 30 million people are getting citizenship that otherwise wouldn't be entitled to it. And then you're going to see more and more come. I don't know how this is going to, you know, really stop any crossing. I don't, even you could throw 100,000 people down there, it's not going to stop anything. And the reason being is because whatever people have in America is way and far better than the life they have down there. That's why it won't work.
Yep. And Frank, I want to share this
money,
with you.
Throwing money down the drain.
Yep. That we Frank, I bought a series of radiation detection equipment from Craig Douglas, one of our instructors. And I have a milli-rentigen exposure meter. And this thing is climbing and climbing. Something is wrong. Something's really wrong. I'm concerned. I want to share that with you. We'll be talking about that at the expo. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Let me give you his number, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, thanks so much.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.